The draft opinion that Politico says that it obtained would be that five members of the court have decided to overturn Roe v. Wade and the court's subsequent decision in Planned Parenthood v. Casey that established and then reaffirmed a federal right to abortion that states could not get rid of, that states could not abandon or prohibit abortion. He would overturn both and return the issue to the states so that the states and the elected representatives there could decide what the policies would be on abortion.
Does he use particular language in which he shows disdain, how much he dislikes Roe and Casey?
He says that, yes, that it was wrong when it was decided, that it was very thin in legal reasoning, that there is no basis in the Constitution for a fundamental right to abortion. The important thing to remember here is that what Politico said, this is a draft opinion. This is supposedly it was circulated in February. It is to reflect one version of what the court could say. And these versions of these opinions can, you know, go through many revisions and even sometimes a change before they are released to the public. This probably not until the end of the court's term. And so a lot can still happen between now and then.
What is the likelihood that the final draft version of the opinion will differ from this draft?
Well, I think it's unlikely, yes, that these initial drafts are the ones that end up being endorsed by a majority of the court. But, you know, we simply don't know until we see them. We all know that there have been instances in the past where the court has voted to do one thing, and in writing the opinion and in circulating the opinion, the other side gets a majority and sort of changes the outcome. And so we won't really know until we see a final decision.
With your experience as a Supreme Court reporter, let's not gloss over the fact that leaks come out of Congress all the time. Robert, they come out of the White House. They come out of federal agencies. But is this not unprecedented, or at the very least, highly unusual for a draft Supreme Court opinion to come out like this?
It is very highly unusual to receive someone to receive a full draft of an opinion. There are often reports on which way the court is going or what an initial vote showed, but to get an entire document like this that sort of lays out the reasoning for the decision, that's extremely, extremely rare.
We understand that Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts, more than anything, is desperately trying to protect the integrity of the court. Are you in a position to tell us what this could do to that integrity that Roberts is trying to protect?
You know, I'm really not. That people will have to judge the opinion for themselves and see whatever it is. If the majority has laid out its reasoning in a way that is persuasive or understandable to the public. But, you know, it's not really up to me to say, you know, whether the court risks its legitimacy by making a decision. The court is there to make these decisions.
What else are you thinking about tonight as you ingest, write about, report on these developments that would be beneficial for us to understand, as, again, we are in uncharted waters, if I could say it that way?
Right. I think it's just extraordinary that Politico got a copy of this document that sort of anyone can read now and see what to make of it. You know, the huge question is, does this stand up? Is this really what the court is working on right now, a court majority, or is it one of several that are out there that the court is considering? And we just don't know the answer to that.
One final question, because I heard it walking into the studio from our colleague in journalism, Jan Crawford. She suggested that there may be even an FBI investigation to find out who leaked this. I'm not asking you if you agree with that, but along those lines, because of the unprecedented nature, could a big investigation be launched here?
I have seen reports that members of Congress are already calling for such an investigation.